Hi, welcome. This is Dr. John DeMartini. This is one of the most amazing and inspiring shows that you can listen into. If you want to be on the edge of your seats, if you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, and you want to meet incredible people, stay tuned because you're just about to experience a transformative radio show that will change your life. And you're listening to the Dr. Pat Show is coming up right next.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Hey, everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. Great show for everybody coming at you today. But first, let me say hello to my main man, Mr. Benny.
Howdy.
Howdy doody. And Brian, of course, my other main man. I could have two main mans.
I don't know.
Two main mans.
I don't know if I can give it up.
Okay. All That's, right, sorry.
I can't
you don't
compete
have to
with
give
that.
It up.
You have to give him another label.
Okay, so you're my
only
main
fair.
Man. You're my main man.
Okay.
Okay.
And he's pseudo?
He's a mini me.
Mini me man.
He's a mini me man.
Even though he's taller than
he's
me.
He's your mini me man.
Yeah, okay, I'll work
right,
with that.
All right, there we go. Okay. Welcome, everybody.
Mini Brian. It's a little mini Brian.
Welcome to yeah. the Dr. Pat Show.
Oh, mini me.
Yeah. You know what? We actually have thought-provoking talk radio, but I got to tell you, we also have a blast.
He doesn't approve of that,
yeah,
by
I know.
The way.
Well, you know, we waited for him to come up with a nickname for, like, how long?
This is true, but like I said, it just happens. You can't really kind of look for it.
Well,
I mean,
look
it
at this.
Happens.
You know, you started to call me Dr. Pat. Then right. The listeners started to call me Dr. Pat. Then we changed the name of the show.
Because originally it was Crustbusting.
It was. Crustbusting Your Way to an Awesome Life.
That's right. With Dr. Pat.
Yeah. Witter.
We kind of consolidated.
We did. Today's show is about dynamic change. I love this topic. I love this topic. You know, I am having a few game changers happening in my life these days. But I understand what dynamic change is all about. And I don't understand what dynamic change is all about. It is sometimes the crazy making stuff that goes on to get you off your game. Today, simple tools for dynamic change with Gary Douglas and Dr. Dane here of Access Consciousness. Access Consciousness. You are going to find out about this simple yet powerful set of tools, questions, and processes. I hope they're not going to grill me on what I just said about change. Uh-oh, I think I'm in a little trouble.
They may
I think
it.
I'm in a little trouble right here with that intro. Eh. They're already thinking of, all right, this is what we need to ask this chick. Gary Douglas, founder of Access Consciousness, joining us here today 20 years ago. You know what? He must have had something happen to him. Because to create something like Access Consciousness with, you know, the kinds of tools, the kinds of processes, kinds of things he's changing and helping other people change is just purely miraculous. It is a real gift. He does workshops, can be found over 25 countries. He's, you know, facilitating every day. I don't know how these guys got time for the show today, but several books. The bottom line is all about this. If you're having a problem with money, if you're having a problem with sex, if you're having a problem with your relationship, your job, you name it, then you're going to want to listen to the series that we're doing with these amazing individuals. Dr. Dane here is joining us, Access Consciousness as well. He travels all over the world. He facilitates these advanced classes so that people can understand they don't have to live a life of suffering and pain. And today we're going to talk about what Access Consciousness is, why it is amazing, why people step up to the plate and understand what it means to create greater possibilities. Wow. Thank you both for joining the show. It's great to have you here.
Thanks. It's nice to be here.
Nice to be here, Dr. Pat, and Mini-Me and Benny.
Yeah. Perfect.
I may have gotten the incorrect order. I apologize.
Yeah.
Oh, at this point, I don't care about order. As long as you got it right.
We got it. You got it right. That's perfect. Thank you both. First of all, let me thank you for doing what you do. Let me thank you for, you know, the platform that you create and really standing in a powerful yes. You know, that yes to take a message out into the world. You know, sometimes when we start these things, it's like rolling a boulder up the hill. But I want to ask you a question I've asked just about everybody I've ever had on the show. And, you know, Gary, we'll start out with you. What are some of the obstacles, some of the challenges that you've had to overcome to bring you to this very moment?
Well, life. That's the number one thing I had to overcome.
Dang.
Because it's like, you know, it's like I came into a middle class family with kind, caring parents, something that I didn't realize other people never got. And I, you know, it's like, but I looked at how everybody lived around us and I went, why are people living like this? There's got to be something greater than this, or something's wrong with this world. And so I spent, you know, I spent a whole lot of my time trying to figure out what else. And I always knew that I had to have something else. I just didn't know what the something else was. And, you know, it's like, I guess the best way to describe myself is I'd say I was probably, you know, correct description, seeker.
Yeah.
And I was always trying to seek what else was possible. And it's like, that's the kind of people that come to Access. It's people who are seeking something more, a greater possibility than what they currently see out there. And those are the kind of people who come, and they come and they get what they want and they leave, and that's cool. And it's like, for me, it's like my whole life I was seeking, and I went everywhere, and I, you know, I went to every friggin' channel and every church and every cult and everything I could think of, I did, looking for the answer. And then one day I sort of had this epiphany and realized, wait a minute, what if there's no answer? What if you got to ask the right question to get the awareness you want? And that's what started me on the trail I'm on now, because it's like I began to ask questions of everything. And of course, I grew up in the 60s, so it was like question authority. I went, why just authority? Why not everything?
Yeah.
Question everything.
Yeah.
Why, you know, who made this reality the authority? And so that's what I've been doing, is questioning authority, questioning everything, and looking to see what else might be possible that we never even considered. And that's what's created Access. And it's been an amazing journey, an amazing trip, and it's been 25 years of major transformation and change for me and mm-hmm. just about everybody that I come in contact with. And you know what? It's so much fun.
It is fun.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. This is so kind of interesting, right? You know, when we start down this path of asking questions, we really don't know where we're going. You know, isn't it interesting about the roadmap that question or seeking or challenging the roadmap that actually opens up for us? It's probably, you know, one of the most interesting bumpy rides probably we could ever explore. Would you agree?
Yes, I would. It's like, you know, it's like the thing is that when you realize that you aren't satisfied with the way things are going in life, and you know that there's got to be something greater. And everybody says, oh, yes, but you have a problem. You haven't lived up to your potential. I used to want to slam people in the head when they say that kind of stuff.
I actually still do.
You know, do you?
Yeah.
It's what a terrible thing to say to somebody. You just aren't living up to your potential. And would you please explain what potential is? And, of course, nobody can. So that makes it a little tough.
Yeah. Whatever happened to do the best you can do? Interesting, isn't it? Thank you, Gary. Dr. Dane. It's so great to have you here. Tell me about some of the challenges and obstacles you've had to get beyond.
Well, you know, for me, I started searching, and, you know, when Gary said he's a seeker, I was like, yep, that applies to me too. And I started searching, I don't know, 20 years ago for something different. There had to be something greater. And I got to a place about 12 years ago after doing every friggin' technique under the sun, and was actually starting my second chiropractic practice in Santa Barbara, California, which, you know, is paradise. And I woke up every morning so unhappy, so depressed, and it was like, you know what? If things can't be different, if things can't actually change, I don't want to be here anymore. Universe, you got 6 months. Either my life changes or I'm killing myself, and I truly don't care which it is. If the difference can't show up now, bye. And literally a week later, I saw an ad for Access Consciousness, and it said, Access, all of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. And I was like, and I wanted to kill the person that put the ad in the paper.
I was just going to say that.
I'm like, I mean, really? Come on. It's like Pollyanna put a friggin' ad in the paper. I don't need any more of this, you know? And I was like, my life is pain, suffering, and gory. What are you talking about? And I literally threw the paper away. Well, it comes out once a week, and I saw the same little ad, and it literally was a two-line classified ad, probably the least expensive thing anybody could buy
it
as an ad.
It was the least expensive. It was my daughter.
Okay. You know, it said this again, access. All of life comes to me with ease and joy and glory. And I was like, wait a minute. And I was in such resistance to it that I realized long before that if you love it or hate it, there's something there for you. So I actually called and I had a session, and literally it opened up a sense of space in my life that had never been there before. I had no clue that it could be that way, but it was kind of like I remember one time when I had gone out and gone camping alone years before that, where I just had a sense of space and a sense of me, and I never contemplated killing myself again after an hour-long session.
Wow.
And since then, it's been a whirlwind of change in these amazing ways, you know, and I'm so grateful to be working with Gary and doing this, because I see people who are in the place I was 12 years ago. Hopefully not at the place where they want to kill themselves. There are many that are there.
Yeah.
People who need to change things. And now it's like, I'm like, look, I've done it. Check it out. Let's do it. It's easy. Come on.
Well, this is really, we're going to have a great time here. We're going to take a short break when we come back. We're going to talk to Dr. Dana Gary in a minute. We're going to talk about what access consciousness really is. And, you know, I wonder, anybody out there relate to any of this? Are you kind of like in the same old of life? Are you thinking, how am I going to get up and put my big girl panties on today? Well, when we come back, I don't know if they're going to help us with that. But when we come back, we're going to talk about access consciousness, what it means, and how this process, these tools can change your life. We'll be right back.
Have you ever wanted to join a yoga class, yet felt self-conscious or simply didn't have the time? Now you can bring live Kundalini Yoga into your home with KRI-certified Dr. Ann Taylor. You will learn a scientific technology of movement, mantra, meditation, and breathing techniques designed to balance your mind, body, and spirit. Sign up today for our free newsletter and receive your first class free. Visit AnnWithAnE.Taylor.com.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
Have you ever thought that you could live the essence of gratitude? By living the essence of gratitude within our soul at each moment of our life, we consciously choose and embody its high-frequency energy. Magic starts to appear when we connect ourselves to the essence of gratitude. The openness of our heart allows each one of us to express abundance and creativity in all areas of life. Create your own personalized work of art in the form of a mandala. The goal of this Essence of Gratitude mandala is to harmonize you with the vibration of gratitude and to help you to integrate it so that it becomes second nature to you and that it supports you in the manifestation of the life of your dreams. To get your mandala infused with the Essence of Gratitude, visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
Chat with Natalie. Getting to Know Yourself is a hit radio show to help you understand your existence and purpose here on Mother Earth. During the show, Natalie's passionate delivery and spot-on guidance will empower you to realize that you are absolutely perfect. Natalie and her special guests will help you raise your vibration, tap into your innate wisdom, and provide unprecedented solutions to whatever you're facing. Whether it be energy healing, holistic health, spirituality, on-air readings, and energy attunements, your life will be forever changed for the good. Join Natalie and her guests each week as together you tap into the wisdom of the Akashic Records and channel information from her Council of Isis and other ascended masters. Tune in every Friday at noon Pacific Time for Chat with Natalie, Getting to Know Yourself on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Visit HealingIsis.com for a complete show schedule and to book a session with Natalie.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. For more information about us, go ahead and go to the DrPatShow.com or TransformationTalkRadio.com. We have a great show here today. You know, we're exploring the world of change, dynamic change, and we're going to get an idea of what that means. Joining me here today is the founder of Access Consciousness, Gary Douglas, along with Dr. Dane here, and we're talking about how these two individuals take this message out into the world. What do they see? What is Access Consciousness? Why does it work? And why, more than ever, are we needing tools like this? You know, thank you, gentlemen, for joining me here today. You know, it used to be, I'm going to be a used to be a right now, right? In the day, as Benny would say, back in the day, stepping into the world of self-empowerment, motivation, human potential, whatever the language is, used to be for a very select few. I don't know. I hope I'm not dating myself. But you go back in the corporate world and, you know, conversations like this were for the top echelon of the pyramid. You know, tools were available for the top echelon of the pyramid. Now, fast forward to where we are now. And thanks to people like you, you have made a platform where people that are living their lives, the day-to-day of life, can tap into this. So let's start the conversation, Gary, by talking about what Access Consciousness is.
Well, it's like Access Consciousness is a set of tools and techniques to allow you to change anything that isn't working in your life to something that will work. And it's all based on the idea that everything is energy. And, you know, like science tells us, the wall actually isn't solid, even though it appears solid. And it's just that the molecules are working so slowly that it becomes apparently solid. However, if we could probably duplicate exactly the vibration of those molecules, we could move through that wall. And what Access is a set of tools and techniques that are designed to dissolve the wall so that you suddenly no longer have anything there. You don't have to hammer it down. You don't have to work it down. You just dissolve it, and suddenly the barrier, the wall that's been in your way forever, goes away.
I want to ask you, thanks, Gary. I want to ask you, Dr. Dane, you travel the world and, well, both of you do, but you travel the world and place to place, here to there. Is there a common theme that you're hearing from people? Is there something that kind of rings true right across the board?
Well, you know, it's interesting because the common theme has somewhat changed over the years. And now it seems to be that people are actually aware that they're becoming aware that change is actually possible in a way that they haven't ever before, and they're desiring it. You know, Access really does apply to the seekers of the world, the people who've always been looking for something different, the people who probably never felt like they fit in this reality, even if they were successful in their jobs or their families. They were always looking for what else. And what I'm seeing is that the people that have that point of view, the people that are the seekers, the ones that are looking for something different, are actually recognizing the necessity that that's actually the way to find the happiness that they're looking for, the money, the sex, the relationships, and all of it is by actually embracing that difference. And that's an interesting thing to see show up now.
One of the things that I wanted to talk about with you both, I know we're going to be doing a lot of great conversations, having a lot of those, you know, is this idea of possibilities. And let's start with you, Gary, the idea of possibilities. You know, unlimited possibilities may mean one thing to me, may mean another thing to Benny, although I've never asked him, maybe another thing to Brian. And yet we hear these terms a lot, unlimited possibilities. Recently in our media, we are now hearing the term go big or go home. It's like in our pop culture right now. I mean, I actually had a 13-year-old say it to me last week. I was in shock. you know, I mean, he looked at me and, you know, he calls me Dr. Pat. He said, Dr. Pat, guess what? You either got to go big or go home. And I just thought to myself, what is it that is pulling us right now? This 13-year-old, what is pulling us to this idea of big? Because I don't think it means what it used to mean, does it?
I don't think so. It's like, for me personally, what I notice is that people had tried to create their life as simple, and, you know, they contracted their life and got it down to the least amount, as though least amount was somehow less complicated and, you know, and made life better. Except that what I saw them doing is actually allowing themselves to have less in their life, less people, less fun, less of everything. And that's a contraction. And right now, I think when they talk about going big, it's sort of like, okay, let's expand everything. If we don't expand everything and start looking to a greater expanded point of view and start going global in our perspective, it's like we're going to kill the planet. And we need to look at that bigger thing and be willing to step into a bigger game, a bigger possibility, and to create something that's greater than what we have, quote unquote, been told is possible.
You know, this is one of the things that I wanted to talk with you about when we're talking about access consciousness. And I think, Dr. Dane, this question is, I want you to answer this question, because, you know, your story is really quite profound in a lot of ways. And yet right now, during economic times, and, you know, what's going on in the world, people are really feeling down a court. Hospitals are filled with people that, for whatever reason, can't make sense of their lives anymore. And so the question then comes is, in your experience of what access consciousness is, right, how is it that that was different than, you know, some of the other pill potion and lotion things that are out there that I know I spent a lot of money on? I don't know about you.
Oh, let me tell you, I spent pretty much all my money on it in the past.
I know.
And how's it different? I hate to say it, but really simply, it actually works.
Oh, that's
a good point.
It's actually
really pragmatic. It's not just about, it's about knowing that there's a greater possibility available, like we talked about, but then you also start to see it show up in your life. And for me, at least, in contrast to everything else I've ever done, the fact that it actually works is actually a huge difference from everything else I had done. You know, before I'd go to a weekend workshop trying to change something and be like, yes, I finally got it. And by Wednesday, I was back in the same hole, only deeper, because now I was more in judgment of me for not actually getting it. And what Access offers is actually tools that you can use in the moments where you need them to literally change the energy of the situation and change your point of view about it, because it's your point of view that creates reality. Reality doesn't create your point of view. You know, when you're in a hurry, everybody in front of you is always going too slow. But when you change your mind and decide you're not in a hurry anymore, all of a sudden they speed up again. What's that about? You know, is that the world, or is that your point of view creating the reality in front of you? And what Access actually allows you to do is change your point of view, and you start having things show up differently. And once you get that little bit of change, once you finally realize, oh my gosh, something can change, it gives you the courage to continue and create even greater changes in the future.
Well, you know, when we take a look at these opportunities, we so often we get trapped in the situations we're in now.
You
know?
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, Gary? So you know what I'm saying? It's like, okay, I'm looking at my life, right?
Yeah.
It is like a number one hit country western song.
I lost my heart when I lost my pants and when I went to Las Vegas to save my child from the fact that I died.
Exactly.
Yesterday.
You know, my dog bit my boyfriend and he's not coming back. And, you know, that kind of thing. Right. And
one of the things I'd like to look at here. OK, you just mentioned something.
All right.
The opportunity.
Yeah.
One of the things that we looked at is that literally opportunities are things that are designed to give you the illusion you're about to get what you've been asking for, when more often than not, they are a distraction from what's going to create the greater possibility in your life.
Mm.
So I don't use opportunities. I don't look for opportunities anymore. I look for possibilities.
Mm-hmm.
What's really possible here? And it's always about what else is possible. What else can you create? And that's actually one of the tools we ask people to use. Okay, so what else is possible here? Rather than, oh, my God, this is terrible, which, by the way, is a conclusion and doesn't open the door for anything different than it to be terrible.
Mm-hmm.
What else is possible here?
Just asking that question actually opens the door than what's in front of you.
Yeah, I love that question. I love that question. And, you know, to get from that question, this is what we're going to talk about when we come back from break, to get from that question to sort of the next step of things has been for me where the magic happens. Because I know I've been at place. I mean, I created the concept of crust busting because I was just so crusted down in my life. I didn't think I would ever get off the couch ever again. And you know, that term came up because I didn't know how else to describe my life, right? You know, to describe where I was. And, you know, this idea that you're bringing up about possibilities has sort of a different energy and feeling about it. And I want to talk about that. You guys, you know, you talked about access consciousness and energy. I would love to talk with you about that definition of energy. We're hearing it a lot. Dr. Oz used the definition of energy, or you didn't define it, by the way. But, you know, what does that mean in terms of the work you're doing?
When we come back or now?
Let's take a short break. Let's do it when we come back, because that's like a big conversation, I think.
Big conversation.
That's the conversation like what happens after we die. That's that conversation. Let's take a short break. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. And I'm Dr. Pat. I'm joined by incredible people. Gary Douglas joining us here today, the founder of Access Consciousness, and Dr. Dane here, also Access Consciousness master facilitator. He travels all over the world. When we come back, we're going to talk about energy. Kind of maybe they'll help us do a little check on where your energy level is and where it might go. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
When I was young, so you, time stood still. Love was all we knew.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463, or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
The root cause of disease is not what you think. Doctors are treating the symptoms, not the root cause, because they haven't been trained to do so. Dr. Alex Lloyd has developed a simple technique that has saved thousands of people from lives of frustrating and debilitating illnesses. This technique has been featured on national broadcast and cable television in People, Time, and USA Today. If you are ready to heal and tired of being treated, visit DrAlexHealingCodes.com, where you will find free life-changing information.
I'm Dr. Pat Basile, the host of the Dr. Pat Show, Talk Radio to Thrive By. Let me help you take your empowering message to a community of people looking for products and services that value all life on Earth and tap into the one true freedom we have, the freedom to choose. Let our listeners choose you. Join the buzz and be the buzz. Sponsor the Dr. Pat Show. Call me at 206-523-5522. That's 206-523-5522.
Would you like to be uplifted and inspired on a daily basis and give your heart a voice to express itself? 2012 is set to be a year of exciting possibilities. Wouldn't it be great if you could create a morning ritual that allows you to stop for a moment and simply take a deep breath and observe the beauty of your surroundings? Start each day with an intention and pick one of our 365 messages of gratitude and let it connect you to your heart. And then watch with amazement how relevant the message is for the day. For a night ritual, write your experiences on our gratitude journal and watch the life of your dreams unfold right before your eyes. Offer yourself these gifts of gratitude. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com.
I hear the train coming. It's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison. And time keeps dragging on.
Benny, you have to get the version of that was done on The Voice last night.
No, this is fine.
Okay.
I don't want to ruin it.
I crank it up a little bit. Nobody can do it better than this guy. Woo! Come on, everybody. You know you're in the Folsom Prison of your own life out there.
Ma'am.
You got it, ma'am? Okay. May not be Alcatraz, but I'll tell you, it's right there with ya. That's why we've got Gary and Dr. Dane joining us here today, because you don't have to live in that prison. I think all of us have. Any of us that are out here are kind of flapping our mouths about stuff like this. You know, if you go back and you know what we should do, Benny? Why don't we have a listener contest where the listeners will pick five listeners can come in and do a show and ask us any questions that they want.
Live on the air?
Live on the air. That's a great show.
I don't know about that.
But, you know, we've been there.
That's a tough one.
That's a good one. You're going to have
good,
to go.
But
you're
I don't
have
know.
To, yeah.
My delay can only go 7 seconds.
Both of us are going to have to go to the Access Consciousness. We're going to have to go sign up.
Bingo.
Exactly.
Bingo.
Gary, thank you for joining us here. Dr. Here, thank you for joining us here. Before we kind of jump into the energy conversation, I know you've got a great giveaway for our listeners, but you also have a Being You event coming up. Who would like to share some information on that?
This is Dr. Dane. I'll talk about the Being You event. Actually, I'll talk about both of those. It's called Being You, Changing the World. It's based on the latest book I just wrote. And it is basically how you not only have the tools, but also an introduction to the energy that it's like to be you. Because most people can be them when they're out in nature, when there are no people around. This is, how can you be that walking down the street? How can you be that even when the most difficult situations of life come up? And how can you be inspired to choose it more and more and more? And that's May 11th through the 13th in Los Angeles. Actually, it's in Marina Del Rey. But you can also live stream it around the world. And for information on that, you want to go to beingyouclass.com. It's beingyouclass.com. And also there's some free tools that are available also. But one of the other things that we wanted to share with your listeners, Dr. Pat, is we spoke earlier about this thing with money and how you know, what a difficulty it's been for so many people for so long. And what we noticed with people who've been doing Access Consciousness for any length of time is that they didn't actually have nearly as much of a difficulty when the global financial crisis hit. And we realized, wow, these tools must actually be doing something to create a change to where they're not stressed out, they're not losing their incomes, and they're still trucking along and actually making more money in most cases. And so we put a lot of those tools together for free for people, and you go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com/money. Sorry, it's a long URL, but it's creatinggreaterpossibilities.com/money, and you'll get a free video and audio series there with as many tools as we can possibly share with you that will start changing, hopefully, your relationship with money. But also, as you use them, they start changing your relationship with the rest of your life.
Yeah, that is, let me just tell you, creatinggreaterpossibilities.com/money.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, no, I'm all over this. creatinggreaterpossibilities.com/money. Awesome. I'm there. Okay.
Do it.
Energy.
Oh, here we go.
What do you want to know about energy?
Well, here's the deal. If you would have started to walk around and pop off about energy, what? Even 15 years ago, you would have been off to a place that pretty much looks like Folsom Prison.
Well, now, we had a different name for it 30 years ago.
What did we call it?
Vibration. What vibration are you aware of?
Oh, all right. Okay.
It's like we were vibing in the smoke and dope days.
Yeah, I remember those. Yeah, that's
remember
true.
Those? I do remember those.
I've heard of those.
But I'm so old now, I can vaguely remember them.
Oh, yeah, here we go.
Okay.
Yeah. So I know. And you know what? I'm with you. Vaguely. Right. We vaguely. But you're right. We had the vibe, the groove. I mean, think about it. Beach Boys, good vibration. You're right.
Yeah.
Boy.
And it's like, but that's all about the energies that you perceive. And it's like, one of the things we've noticed is, it's like, I did a whole lot of stuff where you had to do all this cognitive stuff and you had to look at your pictures and your time track and all this other stuff to figure out what was wrong with you and what you had to change. And what I realized with Access is actually we ask a question, and when we ask a question, something comes up, and it's like there's an energetic barrier that happens. And then when we go to the point of creation of whatever that barrier is that created all that, it starts to go away.
Uh-huh.
And the energy changing. And that, what was interesting is that most of those energies that block us are not cognitive. And we've been taught our whole lives that we have to come up with a cognitive answer. And so when you go from the question, there's an awareness of the energy that is the blockage that you don't have a name of, that
right.
You can't describe, you can't name it, you just know it. Sort of like that thing when you walk into a room and you can feel that something's wrong, but you have no idea what it is, and you start looking around for what's going on, but something doesn't feel, quote-unquote, right.
I know it. I get that.
Sense. You have a sense, and we talk about it as sensing, not feeling. And it's like you sense that something's not quite right. And then all of a sudden you'll notice that somebody's really unhappy, or you'll notice that somebody's really angry, or you'll notice that there's an argument going on between two people, and you had the awareness of that. And that's called consciousness, and that's called the energy that creates the awareness, which creates the possibilities, which creates your life.
One of the things that is so fascinating is that we hear this term energy, and we hear, you know, we hear the language possibilities. The question is, we really fumble around, and I say we, I'm going to say me. I'll say me. I don't think my listeners fumble around. I think they just get right in there, right on target, bam. But I fumble around. I fumble around in starting something. You know what I'm saying? I could feel it. I could sense it. You know what I'm saying? I feel you. And
yeah.
Then in the privacy of my own closet, not in Santa Barbara, I kind of don't come out. I don't
yeah.
even turn a light on. And how do we get started? Where do we begin? Where does the journey begin?
With a question.
Mm.
As in, what's it going to take to change this?
Mm-hmm.
What else is possible? And how does it get any better than this?
That's the best question. My world famous story is I gave that tool, how does it get any better than this, to a class, this beginner class that I had in New York City. And this lady walked out and she went to the elevator and she found a dime. And she goes, oh, how does it get any better than this? And she's walking to the subway, and she finds a $10 bill on the ground. And she goes, oh, how's it getting better than this? And waves down a taxi. She's let off in front of her apartment building, and as she gets out, she sees something shiny in the gutter, and she picks it up, and it's a diamond bracelet. And she said, well, it can't get any better than this. Oops. Go back to the question, folks. She might have owned a Trump Tower if she had kept on going.
Well, isn't that interesting how we change up one word, and it changes an entire level of the energy that is in the world. You see, this is really kind of cool. Sometimes we think that, you know, the laws of the universe are personal, right? Like that country song, right? Right. We think it's personal. It's like, oh, man, this is not happening to Gary and Dr. Dane. No, it's not happening to them. It's just going to happen to me.
On a bet.
Yes. But this is really what you're talking about, this energy that we're referring to. It's a very impersonal energy. If we ask for a diamond, you know, diamonds is what it hears. So,
well, and the energy that will gift to you mm-hmm. from the world around you, the universe or whatever you want to call it, in a sense is impersonal. In other words, it likes you more than you do. What happens is you have all the energy of all the judgments of everything that's wrong with you, which is why you refuse to receive it. You know, and one of the things we talk about is so many people are looking to change the situations of their lives, but if you don't change the energy, the situation doesn't feel any different to you. So if you, let's say you are looking to get all kinds of money and you finally get it, but if you have the same insecurities about it, even though your bank account is 10 times what it was, you still have that same thing eating at you. So what we're about is let's change the energy of it. Let's ask some questions and do some other more advanced stuff to dissolve those walls of energy around us.
When you hear information about the people who won the lottery.
Right.
Within 3 to 5 years, they're back to the same condition they were before, but they're just at, you know, a much higher rate of that condition. They didn't change the condition by getting the money. They thought the money was going to change the condition. If they had changed the condition, then if they'd gotten the money, then everything would have been totally different, and they would have kept the money. But they couldn't have the money in the first place, so even though they got big amounts of money, they couldn't have that either, and they got rid of it mostly.
Yeah. You know what I'm really struck by in the conversation? It just hit me. There's a level of truth-telling that must happen, isn't there?
Well, it's like one of the tools we have is that which is true always makes you feel light, and that which is a lie always makes you feel heavy.
Oh, doesn't that ever?
Yeah. And so it's like, so you get real clear. Oh, wait a minute. Does this feel light? Okay, yeah, let's do it. You know, it's like when we were invited to be on your show. Mm-hmm. It's like, this feel light? Yes. Okay, we'll do it. And it's like, and that was the sum total of the conversation we personally had to have to decide on your show.
Oh,
and
wow.
Mm-hmm. People have to think about it for years.
Yeah, they do. But, you know, this is really kind of interesting because we live in a world where, who said this the other day? I forget who it was that said it. I was listening to somebody talk about it, where they believe that a large portion of our day consists of lies, many lies, little lies. You know, they said sometimes big ones. And they talked about what that sense is. When I listen to you guys is if we're living a lie about our own lives, that energy is not really hidden. You know, I remember some of this. You know what I'm saying? You know, as a kid, when you're asked, right, did you go to church today? Meaning, did you go to church or did you play hooky? And you walk up, right, to your parents and they're saying, did you go to church? How was church? And there is a nanosecond where they know they've got you.
Yeah.
And you can feel the heaviness. But here's the key, right? We feel the heaviness as people that are ready to live that life of indecision or live that life that is actually a lie. And we don't think anybody around us knows. Let's talk about that when we come back. How do we step into these great questions? What can we do right now today? If you have a money story going on in your mind, what kind of help can we get right now to turn that around? And maybe we'll find a gold bracelet, but I'm going to do the lottery thing. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Diamonds are forever. They are all I need to please me.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Naturopathic doctor, founder of the Martha's Vineyard Holistic Retreat, and author of the New York Times bestseller 21 Pounds in 21 Days, Dr. Ronnie DeLuce has helped tens of thousands of people, including celebrities and athletes, with her message of lifestyle change. Now Dr. Ronnie DeLuce wants to help you. You too can be saved. Email Dr. Ronnie DeLuce at info@ronniedeluceonradio.com and visit mvholisticretreat.com. Dr. Ronnie DeLuce, your partner in wellness.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, and I want to share something amazing with you. If you're sick of information and ready for an extreme transformation, then check out world-renowned energy healer Ann Taylor at FasterQuickerBetter.com. She's been creating miracles in tens of thousands of people's lives for over 16 years, and I'm one of those people. You too can easily do the same by simply listening to her recordings. If you want to miraculously eliminate fears, worries, and negative beliefs, then you owe it to yourself to purchase her amazing package, which includes over 50 pieces of healing work. Thanks to Anne's 60-day money-back guarantee, you have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Hurry over to FasterBetterQuicker.com and finally experience the quantum leap in consciousness that you truly deserve.
None of us enter a marriage with the goal of leaving it. Divorce and separation is heartbreaking. Disappointment, despair, loss of identity, and fear are normal, even if the divorce is amicable. It is possible to divorce or separate with dignity and respect. SoulWorks Coaching empowers you to go through a divorce with soul. You come to see the possibilities being created for you. You get to step out of your marriage and into a new relationship with yourself and your life. Contact them today at 617-328-7113 or by email at coachmonique@verizon.net. and visit their website, soulworkscoaching.com. Give yourself this gift.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com. Transforming the world one listener at a time.
Now, what's that? What's the rest? What's the chorus to that?
What I can't. Is that's dirty stuff. I can't play that on the air.
Oh, you can't?
No.
Why?
It's because it's dirty.
Is it explicit?
Yes. That's why this is the instrumental version.
All right. I'm all over that. That's like you call a cliffhanger in radio,
that's
isn't
perfect.
It? Yeah. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back. This show is about how each of us can live in the world of unlimited possibilities beyond. But what is this about dynamic change? What do we know about it? What don't we know about it? But more importantly, what can we do about it? Thanks to my very special guests, Gary Douglas, the founder of Access Consciousness, and Dr. Dane here, who is travels the world, a major facilitator, helping people understand that you can truly live the life you want. You know, no regrets. Live the life you want in this world of creating those things which you think you might not have ever been able to. Before we kind of jump ahead, I want to just make sure all of you have the website, accessconsciousness.com, accessconsciousness.com. For the free money tools download, you can go to creatinggreaterpossibilities.com/money. And also, there is the Being You class that you can be you in person or live streaming anywhere. Dr. Dane, the date of that again, if you don't mind?
Yeah, it's actually May 11th, 12th, and 13th.
All right. Okay, so let's talk about this place that, you know, most of us kind of hang out. And during the break, we were talking about money. I remember, this is really just short little story. I remember the first time somebody sent me the book by Eckhart Tolle of Be Here Now. And I remembering reading the book and watching television at the same time. So I think I missed the point of that book a little bit. And I know, is that that's true, though. I kind of caught on later on with it, but here we are in this world where if we use the tools that you have so beautifully provided, we can truly create the lives we want. But let's talk about the hang up with money. And let's talk about that question you asked us before break and during break.
Okay. So for me, it's like, you know, it's like I had always had, you know, the ups and downs of money. I'd either have a lot or I'd have none. And
right.
I did that constantly for years.
Right.
And it's like I started over from scratch with nothing five times. You know, it's like at one point in my life, I lived in a closet in somebody else's house. And that's where I slept. And that's where my son slept with me. And I was paying $50 a week to live in that person's closet. And I could barely afford that. And I lived on cornflakes and milk. That was the only thing I could afford to eat. And the rest of the money went to pay gas so I could get to work so I could make enough money to continue to be poverty stricken. And you know what? It just wasn't working. And then I got married and things started to get better. And then there came a point at which everything got really, really bad.
Mm.
And I had to call my mother. You know, I was 42 years old and I had to call my mother and beg money off of her to pay my mortgage so we wouldn't lose our house.
Mm.
And that was the day I went, okay, you know what? This is never happening again. I am not allowing this. I demand of me that I change whatever it takes to change to have a different reality around money. I'm never going to feel this crappy about doing anything ever again. And that was the day that literally everything started to change with my willingness to have money for the first time ever. Before, it was like, money comes, money goes, no big deal.
And the first step to really changing this thing, you know, money is in this example, is making that demand where you go, you know what, this is changing now.
Yeah.
And then Gary also asked another question at break, which a lot of people would never even think of, which was, what do you love about not having enough money?
Right.
Because anything that shows up in your life that you think you hate, but if it keeps showing up, even if you think you hate it, it's because you love something about it. It's giving you something. You just have no idea what it is. It's one of the energetic things you're getting from it. But if you ask yourself, what do I love about not having enough money? And then there's this other tool that we have that we call the clearing statement, which the short form of it is pod and pock that, or pock and pod that, which stands for going to the point of creation of where you lock this insane point of view in place and asking it to unlock and dissolve and watch the wall fall away in front of you.
You know,
and it works.
Yeah. I mean, it's so interesting because in 2004, I came down with a mystery disease and, you know, it went on and on and on. And somebody said to me, not quite as kindly as you guys just said it, right? Somebody said to me, what is it about your illness that is serving you? And they kind of said it kind of flippantly, right? Here I am, can hardly walk, can't open the doorknob, right? And, you know, I just wanted to smack them at that point.
Yeah.
But it gets you to think. Those questions really get you to think. You know,
well, and you start realizing, wow, what if there's a whole different rationale behind this?
Mm-hmm.
But I thought, because if you, one of the other things that we'd like to have people know is if you've been looking to try to change something and you've been looking in a particular place and working on a particular thing and working on the same thing over and over and it's not changing, that's not the thing that's actually creating the problem. It's something else, because no matter what you did to work on it, it would start changing somewhat if that were actually the thing that was actually the problem. So with this thing with money, when you look and go, what do you love about having no money or not having enough money? And then if you're willing to destroy and uncreate that point of view and then pock and pot it, it's like, okay, cool. And then again and again and again, and you may need to do it 30 times a day for the next 30 days. But if you ask that question, what do I love about not having enough money? And then I'll destroy and uncreate that and pock and pot it. 30 days from now, you have a different financial situation.
And, you know, isn't it true that because you say yes to that process and even do it one time, isn't that the point where the energy starts to change or not?
That's where the energy starts to change. The thing about these tools is if you continue to use them, you get the change faster and quicker. And, you know, it's like for me personally, my operative state of life has been more, quicker, faster, and yesterday, please.
Yeah, I couldn't agree with you more. I couldn't agree with you more. But, you know, maybe you guys can work with me on the next show, because I have a little hang up, and I know we don't have time for it, but I will tell you what it is.
Okay.
My hang up is about writing a book.
Oh, piece of cake. We can give you that one in a heartbeat.
Okay, because, you know, here I am. I've had four people. I've even had publishers ask me for my book. I've had one of the top, what do we call them, self-help agent people say to me, when your book is ready. And I'm like, when it's ready? Okay. It hasn't started yet, but it has in my mind. So maybe you can help me with that on the next show. Because
that'd be fun. It would be great to get you off the ground and get you going.
Well, wouldn't that be great? Because this has been something that's been going on for years now. You know what I'm saying? It's like... Now I've got the people on my team like hounding me. They're like, now, okay, you not only don't have the book, when are you going to do the CD series? and by the way,
go direct to the CDs. You know, it's like whatever.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's have fun. I want to thank you both for joining me here today. What a great conversation. We've got a couple of minutes. I want to ask each of you for your personal message. What do you want to leave people with today?
Please know that a question empowers. And an answer disempowers. Always ask the question. Don't look for the answer.
Mm.
And I would just like you to know that if you've been looking to change something, please know change truly is possible. The tools actually are available. You know, whether it's access consciousness or something else, make the demand right now that this is going to change and that you will find the way, and don't accept anything less. And what if you recognize that you truly being you are the gift and the change this world requires?
I love it. Thank you both for joining me here today. I can't wait till they come back. So good, Benny. Benny, you're going to have to think about some of this stuff yourself.
I know.
Going to have to think about it.
I will.
All right, everybody. Take care. We'll see you next time on the Dr. Pat Show. Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there. Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.